Now, the gospel reading this morning has some interesting history in it. Jesus talks about two incidents of tragedy. We don't know a great deal about the specifics, but it seems that Pilate had slaughtered a number of Galileans, and to further incense the Jews, he mixed their blood with the blood of animals that had been slaughtered for sacrifice in order to desecrate the temple. Pilate was not a nice guy, and he had a ferocious temper and was not known as a peaceful man. We don't know what the Galileans did to incur his wrath, but Galileans had a reputation of being a rebellious people who were always in trouble. And then our Lord talks about the tower at Siloam, which was located near the walls of Jerusalem. Some scholars think that it was being refurbished when it collapsed and killed 18 people. The Jews thought that this tragedy was the result of sin, something those poor people had done. And Jesus quickly disabuses them of this notion. He says rhetorically, "Do you think that the people killed at Siloam were greater sinners than anyone else? Of course not. Do you think those Galileans were greater sinners than anyone else? Of course not." But immediately, he uses this opportunity to tell the people to repent. "I tell you, unless you repent, you will all come to the same end." Now, the Greek word for repentance, as you well know, is metanoia, which means to turn in a completely different way. The Latin word is conversio, to turn a completely different way. And we might say that repentance is a decision that changes the direction of one's life. It also means to change one's behavior. A lot of people say, "I want to change," but they do nothing different, and they act no differently. Now, to grossly generalize, there is a school of psychology known as behavioral psychology. And if you go to an oldie-timey psychiatrist who puts you on the couch and ask you to talk about your mother, that's Freudian or Jungian psychology. But most psychologists today are behavioral psychologists. They say, "Look, I don't know how you got here, but I know how you can change. You change by changing your behavior. Beginning today, change your behavior." And that's what repentance is. That's what metanoia is. Now, as always in the gospel, our Lord is not trying to scare us. Rather, he's warning us because he loves us. If there were only one person ever created, God would have sent his only begotten to suffer and die for that one person. Because each human person is sacred to God because we are created in his image and likeness. He loves us, and he wants to transform us. Then Jesus goes on to tell a simple yet profound parable about a fig tree. Fig trees were expected to bear fruit about every 3 years, or they were destroyed. And in this case, the gardener, Jesus says, give it one more year. Give it one last chance. And that is something that God always does for us. He gives us one more chance. And we need to give others one more chance. And we need to give God one more chance. Now, I wonder, have you ever written off anybody in life? A relative, former friend, a spouse, a child? Have you dismissed them saying there is no chance for them, that there's no hope for them? Well, God doesn't say that. God never, ever writes anyone off. And neither should you, neither should I. That's the sermon. Brief. I want to read you a little poem written by an unknown author that hopefully illustrates all of this. And it's called The Old Violin. It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin. "What am I bid, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar, then two, only two. $2, who'll make it three? $3 once and $3 twice, and going for three, but no." From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. And wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loosened strings, he played a melody pure and sweet, sweet as an angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, in a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried. "We don't quite understand. What changed its worth?" Quick came the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred by sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of the soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.